A couple things. Roger, you mentioned you're going to be at Oakland tonight for comedy night.
The 7 o'clock gets it all started. $5 will get you in the door. $10 will get you a seat at a table. But if you $5, you can just put the beer between your legs and sit there. You don't need the table. It's up to you.
And,
it's up to you.
So you got that tonight. Yeah. I'm actually speaking. I got to hightail it out of here. I'm speaking to the Benton and Bryant Salt Bowl Luncheon today.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going to give a little inspiration, a few-minute speech to them and try not to take too long.
You won't be eating.
No, I'm full now.
You don't need to.
I am fat and happy.
Are they having the Benton Bryant Salt Boat chicken fry? Are they doing that today? They're not doing that.
I don't know.
And then tomorrow we'll be back at Oakland again for a mainline trivia as well.
And we'll be on the road in Conway tomorrow at Luxury Pool and Spa.
Luxury Pool and Spa Friday. We'll be at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in beautiful downtown crime-free Sherwood.
Getting close, football season gets underway. Pretty much, Justin, what is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I mentioned yesterday, UCA will play Thursday night, so you got games now. This is 0 week. You got games this weekend like USC's playing, North Carolina's playing. Who in Ireland? Who are they playing? North Carolina.
TCU.
North Carolina, TCU, yeah. There are a lot of people out here, Roger. We probably got 25, 30 people out here on this patio. You see Scott Wineski over there.
They brought me my peppers there. Look at that right there. Well, I'm telling you right now, fellas, this right here, he wrinkles his nose at it because, you know.
So, Justin,
such a great
Justin
smell.
You're too young to know, remember this, but I'm sure you've seen it. And, by the way, Brad Taylor is here with us as well as Christian Thompson, who's with Arkansas Tech. What's your official title, Christian, with Arkansas Tech?
I work in the foundation, and I am the director of athletic enhancement.
Yeah, and football gets started with, bless you.
Smelling those peppers.
Football gets started when for you guys? Are you this weekend? Or
September 3rd is going to be our first game next Thursday.
Gotcha.
And we had our showcase game the other day, and, you know, we got some guys moving around, and we have a bunch of guys we're excited about, and Coach Thompson's going to have them ready.
Are y'all dealing with money much at all at the Division II level?
You have bits and pieces,
but nothing
compared to what you watch. And when I was in the compliance world, you know, I'm sitting there watching all these things change, and I saw the writing on the wall, and it's gotten totally out of hand.
Yeah, it's a mess. Out to our right, Justin, is a Trans Am, and it's the one, Roger. What is the addition that is? It's the Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Without the T-tops.
Yeah, it is, but somebody brought it up. Brad, of course, that was back in when we were all in, the, you know, 1976 or 77.
Yeah. That was it.
If you had one of those.
Still looks cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
My uncle had one.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
He doesn't anymore.
Yeah, point of status. Now, Brad and I played together. I always tell the story. Roger, you've heard me. Justin, you may have it. When I came into to Arkansas, I didn't know anybody. You didn't know the history of Arkansas football. And you came in, and there was also Mark Calcagni, the Calcagni name, the brother of Ron Calcagni, and then the
Lance McCann,
whose father or grandfather was like the second overall pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Nobody knew really, you know, much about you. Everybody was talking about Calcagni and McCann. And all of a sudden, it didn't take long for Lou to see how hard you were throwing the ball and how far. Get to the old offense.
Don't do that to me, Basil.
And you came in as a freshman, knocked out Tom Jones, who was a starter. As a freshman, came in. And you remember the first time you went in to relieve him during a game, what game it was? The freshman year?
Was it Houston?
I don't know.
I think it was Houston. Of course, I was down there, no helmet on. I was down far in. I think I'd never get in. I started hearing that, hey, Taylor. I couldn't find my helmet. Couldn't do anything. Wasn't there. But it was at the end of the game at Houston. Then I started the next week at Rice.
You started. How about that? What was that like? What was that like for Tom Jones to lose his position to you? He was a senior at the time. What was that situation?
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. And believe me, I was kind of scared to ask him any questions. But he offered up, you know, if they do this, you need to do this and do that and do that. Went from the receiver, the defensive back, and 1 week, and the four-string quarterback, to the next week I was starting.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So,
and you guys, the thing about you is that, man, you could throw, you had a rocket of an arm, and you knew that. I mean, that, and that's what Lou saw.
Yeah, and got in trouble every once in a while, too, for trying to throw it a little bit farther, a little bit harder. Of course, I didn't know, and
you came out of Danville.
Came out of Danville, right down the road from here. Both of my parents graduated from Dardanelle. They're both Sand Lizards. So I played Dardanelle in high school. I always had at least three cousins playing on the other team. So I had reunions to win where I could brag a little bit. Yeah,
was your best game that freshman year in the Gator Bowl, in the Hot Fog Bowl?
The Fog Bowl.
You threw for
307 yards. Back then,
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't, when you had Jesse Clark and Gary Anderson in the backfield, you didn't have to throw too much.
That's right. But Derek Holloway had a big game that way.
Derek Holloway did.
But remember, Roger, Justin, I don't know if you've ever seen video of that. Mm-hmm. Even the video, it was hard to see anybody on the field because it was in Jacksonville, Florida. The fog had rolled in, it was right there on the stadium, right on the beach, basically.
That guy, we walked out, I remember Coach Holtz asking about it. It was getting down low, he said, I never come down below that. Don't worry, we come back, we couldn't even see anybody in the stadium.
Yeah, you could literally not see across the field.
No.
Yeah, we were wondering how you could even catch a bomb, but I think Holloway had a couple of those.
Yeah, 63-yard, he had a couple of them, so.
Of course, you make the transition, obviously, from Holtz to Hatfield. And you went from a throwing arm, really, to now you were running the wishbone,
Wishbone, basically, Go from host to Hatfield anyway is a bodily shock.
Yeah.
Going from those two.
Anybody, I've always said this, if you were a quarterback under Lou Holtz, you could handle anything because he was so demanding and rough.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you got through that. They couldn't do anything on Saturday that you hadn't already seen or hadn't had your butt eat out for or anything like that. So you were pretty ready on Saturday.
You, Kevin Scanlon, Ron Calcagni could handle anything on the planet if you've had to deal with Lou Holtz every day at practice for,
I'm sure when he passed away, he probably still had a little bit of my butt in the back of his teeth.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
But you're right. They if you screwed up on Saturday, you must have done something really bad that you didn't already get in trouble for on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What was your best memory? Of course, that game against SMU where, Shebess had like 15 receptions.
Yeah.
That was obviously one of the great receiving days in the history of matter of fact, I think he had the record.
I was throwing balls away sometimes on some sidelines, and he was catching. Good pass, Sandy, good pass. And she was hell. I was trying to throw the damn thing away.
Yeah.
Shebess
is a guy that wasn't the fastest, right. But he ran great routes. He never dropped a ball.
And you knew where he was going to be.
Yeah,
Because I threw a bunch of them 10 yards before he was supposed to be there, and I'm just saying he'll be there. But I had to get rid of the ball, and he was always there.
What was your best memory from a game standpoint, maybe your worst memory from a game standpoint?
Getting a start, like I said.
As a freshman.
As a freshman and coming off the field after we'd beat them. And, of course, I didn't think anybody from the damn would be around there. And there was two of my high school coaches and their wives were sitting right there when we ran out, and they were hollering at me when we ran through. And that was really cool. Hell, they even started crying on that. And, of course, I've had a lot of bad memories, some of the bad plays, but it was – I think I had more good memories than I did bad.
You gave them to Razorback fans more good memories than you did bad.
Well,
I can tell you that.
What's the population of Danville?
Then it was 1,700.
So Justin can relate to that. He's from the Poland that has 290 people.
Yeah.
And so, Justin, you can imagine all of a sudden somebody from Poland, which it may happen, and there's some kids in Poland that may be playing for the Razorbacks one of these days, to be able to go to a game, Roger, and you're
– No, it'd be huge.
2A Danville is starting quarterback for the Razorbacks. I mean, that
well,
is a huge
just,
accomplishment. Yeah.
For example, my era, the town next to us in Malvern, when Madre was up there on the hill, I mean, it was like everybody in the surrounding areas were like, oh, yeah, that's our guy, So I got to experience it a little bit. It wasn't Poland, but it's a big, big deal, man, to these small towns.
But, when you're from a small town, you don't think about going up and starting anything. I was just lucky enough, blessed enough to get a scholarship to go to university. But just watching running through, coming out in the A for the first time. Oh, man. Hell, I even stopped and got run over a couple of times just to listen to him to get, we're really doing this. So it was a good experience.
You also were a good baseball player, too, right?
Yeah, I played baseball, yes.
Yeah, he was an all-around athlete, and even though your stature, you're not a big guy, but, again, rocket arm, you were savvy, high football, high sports IQ. That's another thing. But anyway, was your running buddy Shebess? Is that what?
Oh yeah, James. We were both pretty slow, so we matched up pretty good off the field as we did on. But yeah, he's a good guy.
We just lost Coach Holtz, and Coach Hatfield's in his 80s. Roger, all those guys on that 64 national championship
that's
team.
Unbelievable.
We're not going to have them much longer, including Jerry Jones, who's coming to the touchdown club, and so. I don't know about you. I'm very honored to have played for both Holtz and Hatfield because two different kind of guys,
like day and night.
Yeah,
day and night, and There's some points every once in a while that you didn't like, but it was good.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've never asked you, but since you're both here, you can answer it. Because the one thing you said about everything you did Monday through Friday, you know, was baby crap. Well, that was the stuff. Saturday was baby crap. But the thing that you said to me was you were prepared.
Right.
That's what it tells me, that you were prepared under Coach Holtz. Were you prepared under Coach Hadfield?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Just the preparation on Saturday was done.
Well, what was amazing about Coach Holtz, you can't coach everybody the same. No. And he knew what buttons to push on everybody on that team.
Yeah.
And there wasn't no across-the-board coach everybody the same. He was brilliant at that. I mean, he knew me. He had to grab me by the face mask and spit in my face, which he did quite a bit, to get me going.
Right, yeah.
He
right.
knew that.
Yeah. Right.
And
well, listening to you talk, and then, of course, we know what arm he comes from, or lineage that Holtz comes from, being with Woody Hayes and all that, almost mirrors that. Well, I guess Coach Hadfield, would you say from Coach Broyles?
Probably closer to
Broyles,
yeah.
Similarities of both men exist from whoever they were under.
Yeah, some great memories, and you know, especially the small town connection. And back then, I think we had more Arkansans playing on the team than what you have now. You don't have transfer portal. You don't have that core. You know, Central had like four or five. We had like four guys, or five guys from Central High School alone.
Even coming out of Texas, they were coming. Our, you know,
yeah.
We just had.
We want to mention. My mother says, by the way, she loves hearing you.
Well, she's great.
Yeah. Billy Ray, obviously you and I played with Billy Ray right. Smith, two-time All-American, couldn't be blocked, still holds a tackle for losses record in yardage. That was a shocker to lose him at 64.
Yeah, I lived with him a couple of summers at Fayetteville.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had a black Trans Am.
Oh, did he?
We had the T-top off. Back then I was young, dumb, didn't know what I said. I'm with Billy Ray. I got to ride around and stick my head out the top. But, yes, he was like I said, I don't think he's ever been blocked. And he was a good guy to follow.
He was truly one. He was a two-time All-American, and he was legit. He had a solid pro career, nothing like he did. I think domination-wise, right. like he did in college. But yeah, really tough for us to lose a guy to dementia. It's that age is 64.
Yeah.
So, and I will say this, now Christian, you don't obviously your father-in-law. You have much respect, but I will say this, Brad Taylor. There was no question, Justin. He knew how to have fun. He knew how to have a good time.
That tells us about that quite a bit.
Does he?
Back then,
I can hear his voice. I like it.
With this way, baby, he'd be sticking his head out the window. He's going out. Basil still being his room.
Yeah, listen, I'm president. I'm president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's what that's what I'm doing. But it's okay.
Right.
I love my boy. I love my boy BT. I love James C. Best. And just say.
Yep. But he was there on the field. You've always said, come Saturday.
That's right.
Playing.
Of course, you know Andy Upchurch was my roommate. Of course, he was a center for you. And so, what a great guy he is.
No, he's a great guy.
I mean, think about this. You know, you got a chance to play with two different offensive lines. You got a chance to play with Upchurch and those guys. And then you go back to Steve Court, Jay Beckett.
I was thinking about that. Jay Beckett, Steve Court, Ron Trusty, Alfred Muhammad.
I mean, that was a really great offensive line.
Those guys could play now.
Steve Court, strongest guy in football. Of course, he was juicing, which a lot of people were doing back then.
Everybody was doing that. We were playing Texas that freshman year when we beat a Portland.
Kenneth Sims.
Him, that was the big deal all week long. And I got to go in that game, and Coach Holtz, the first thing he said, just do a good job, keep getting anything. No, it was, if I see anything rolling around on that damn football field, it better be your head, not the football. What do I do? I fumble the first snap. And Steve Court picks it up, brings it back to me, and said, I'll keep him off of it. I said, okay, I don't need enough. I was getting the hell out of Dodge. Looked up at Sims, and it looked like the mountain standing over there.
It was a great war, and the Court got the best of him. I think, too, one of my great memories is, even though we didn't win the game, is that Texas game in Austin where we were down. And it was 84, I think. It was down like 17 or 20 points, and we come back. Justin, you and Roger, I don't know if you remember that game. We came back, and you threw a pass to Jamie Luters, and this was in Austin. He got to about the 2-yard line. Would have won the game and fell short of it. But that was a great game. We just came up short. We didn't beat Texas very much. We beat them in 81.
That's right.
They should have beat them. You were already gone in 85, right? We should have beat them in 85. And so. Of course, SMU. We were dealing with NIL before there was NIL.
They started the NIL a long time ago. They had some players.
So Christian, you're married to Brad's daughter. What's Brad's daughter like? What's your wife like? What does she take from Brad?
Got the looks from me. I tell you that.
Man,
easy.
He's right here.
I mean, that's the thing.
Anything you want to say?
They're different, but like. The way that they handle, like, pressure or whatever. Or
they're not
not phased. Like, I can tell Brad, I'm like, hey, we need to be here at this time. Well, you'll come in 5 minutes before we're supposed to leave, and he's moving at the same pace. But guess what? We're always going to be out at 5 minutes. Like, it always is going to work out. That's his thing. And, you know, when we're doing that campaign stuff, that was the thing that he'd always tell me, hey, it's going to be fine. Whatever happens is fine.
And you ran for state office, state rep this past, was it this past fall? Yeah, past year, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't win.
Yeah.
It was so close.
Yes.
How close was it?
So it was 21 votes. And
out of how many total?
Man, you're going probably about 20 or 3,200, I think.
So out of 3,000 votes, it came down to 20, you lost by 20 votes. And did you learn something from going through the process?
You want to know something? You know, if you get into something like that, you have to be prepared to lose. And so one thing that I realized is the thought of losing is way worse than actually losing. The sun's going to come up the next day. Yeah. Everything's going to be okay. And, you know,
and you're a young guy. How old are you, by the way?
29.
So you're 29, so you're running against older. Your opponent was much older. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing, and I love my opponent. Like, he's a great guy. But also the way that I kind of looked at it is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so now I've learned a lot from that process. And, you know, it's not a if I'm going to do it. It's going to be when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And the next time, you know, I'll have a good plan and we'll be excited about it. And, you know, with us losing by 21 votes, the way that I look at it is we have something.
Yeah.
You know, we have something there. So we're going to just continue to keep being involved and doing the right thing.
Good for you.
If you just joined the show, we're here in Dardanelle because we're supporting the celebrating the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, which is this Saturday. It's the 79th version. And even though you're a Danville guy, I know you guys support everybody.
My parents both graduated from Dardanelle Sand Lizard. So, like I said, we're just right down the road, and a lot of great friends over here. So.
Now, you were All-State in football. Were you also All-State in basketball, too?
Mm-hmm.
All-State baseball?
I can't remember that far back, but probably was bad. What are you talking about? and actually, that was one of the deals. Coach Holtz was supposed to let me play basketball or baseball. Because I was offered, you know, I could have played both of them.
Because you would have played for DeBryan, too?
Yes.
And the whole said no.
No, because spring practice and stuff was going to get in the way. And he was making every excuse in the world. And
he said no.
Yeah.
How about that, Roger and Justin? You know, you're good enough to be the starting quarterback and also good enough for Norm DeBryan to want you on the – will you be a pitcher? Were you a pitcher?
Yeah,
of course.
Shortstop.
So Joe Klein's listening. Of course,
Big Joe. Love Big Joe.
Joe said Brad Taylor signed with the CFL and had a Corvette and offered me a ride home from the gazebo one night. I couldn't fit in the vet. One of the saddest days of my life. But thank you, Jesus.
So he got him, and his head was way over the top.
Wow.
He'd have bug marks on his forehead if he'd been going down the road.
Joe was
he's something. I love Joe.
He had changed a bit. That's, you know, that Roger and Justin, that's what, to me, my experience in Fayetteville, the games were obviously a key part of it. But, man, the friendships that you have, and most of the guys we know have changed a bit.
That was the era where it was a whole lot of fun. It sounds like the relationships.
Yes.
I would have been more with Brad and as far as behavior and than I would have you, Bass.
I know. It's okay.
But it was I don't know how to say it. A more reasonable fun.
Yeah.
Go out and have a couple of beers. Now it's guns, drugs, and everything else. Now it's got out of control.
Well, we hear it all. Somebody's asking on the Middleton Heating Air text line, and I don't guess we did that. But we always hear Bass talk about you or Klein or some of the other folks. But we never asked this question. What was your first impression and your impression of Bass? You were partying. What do you think?
Oh, man.
I love him just as much now as I did back then because he hadn't changed a bit. Like we were talking, he hadn't changed a bit. And I know... I said, Bass, I need 100 pennies by tomorrow at 12 o'clock at Danville Mount. He'd be there with 100
pennies. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
he hadn't changed a bit. And I was just fixing to say, you know, it's hard to become that close in 4 years because I'd never met Bass before in my life.
In four years.
You only got 4 years with him most of the time. And,
right.
And getting to be friendships like that.
Let's be honest. That's more than you needed.
I mean, I tried to figure that out.
From a fun standpoint, besides Chief Best, who was the, do you think, the guy, if you were going to go out on the town, Who was the – probably could have been an older guy, say your freshman or sophomore year. Who would it have been? Would it have been Scott Reed? Scott Reed would have been –
he'd been in the backseat, but Mike Erie had been
– Mike Erie!
He'd been the one driving the car.
Wow. I don't think Erie's changed.
He hasn't changed one. Like we're saying, he ain't changed one bit.
He still likes to have fun.
And he'd help you in a heartbeat. And that's like I said, that's what I remember about – you remember a bunch of great games and bad games, but I remember the friendships more than I do anything.
Who was your quarterback's coach?
I had Coach Lee.
David Lee. Yeah. And then
used to come get me every morning at 7 because that was my senior year. We were going to start running the wishbone. So we're going to lose some weight. We're going to start running.
Wow.
He'd come get me every morning about 6 o'clock, drop me off about 3 miles outside of town, and I'd run back in. But he didn't know it after about 2 weeks. And I said, here, you're going to come get me about it.
Yeah, you ever seen a guy? Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So glad to know that. That is awesome.
Yeah, come get me here.
That is classic.
You know what? That's genius. That's a veteran move, bro.
We got to take a break. Hey, great to see both of you guys. And I'm glad your health is doing good.
Plug in for Christian. I've got a great son-in-law.
Yeah,
that's outstanding.
I know you supported him when he was running for office and got his toe in the water, and now he's ready to dive in full.
He's ready to dive in. The best two things they ever gave me is my two grandbabies, 1-7, 1-3, and it's just they've done got my little finger wrapped plumb around them, and
awesome.
So there's some good things coming out of it.
Christian, great to see you again.
Yes,
good luck
sir.
To Arkansas Tech.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a great season of football and all the other sports that you deal with, too. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, and let us know when you're ready to run for your next position.
We'll
next
do office. That.
BT, thanks, buddy. Love you,
thank
man.
Thank y'all, guys. Yeah. Love y'all. Like I said, y'all are great to listen to. And like I said, the friendships, no, we all count on him.
Amen. Awesome. All right, when we come back, Tom Cotton is going to be calling in. I don't know if he's in D.C. I mean, he's pretty
well, he's not stopping by.
No, he's not stopping by.
He can stop by Bucky's. He can't come by here. You know what? I'm going to let him know.
We know where you stand, though.
I know where we stand. Bucky's is Texas. But he can't be here.
We have got a crowd out on the patio. There must be 25 or 30 people out there. Been coming in and out getting breakfast. So don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute live from Darnell.